Welcome back to another episode of Reality. And look, today's a special episode because I've got two important people on the show today. It's Zara and Jordan, everybody.
Yes, 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 yes.
Now, you two, what are you like?
What do you mean?
We're here, man.
Because I had you both in this studio.
Yeah.
At different times. You were both in Love Island at different times.
Yeah.
But you've managed to link up after the show's finished.
Mm-hmm.
But from what it looks like on social media and just like, you know, press speculation, it looks like that you two are now talking in that way, dating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're dating. Yeah.
We're dating.
You're dating.
We're dating.
Wow. And it's crazy because, Jordan, when I interviewed you last time, mm-hmm. You said that it was the day after when you were going to meet Zara for the first time.
Yep. And I did.
And how did that feel for you?
You followed through.
It was good. I mean, I've had people in my DMs like, oh, you need to find Zara. Like, we ship you. Zara this, Zara that, find Zara. There was a hashtag going around, find Zara. And I was just like, don't worry, I'm on it.
And you tracked her down?
You found me.
Yeah.
You found her?
Yeah, I found her and she ain't going anywhere anytime soon. So,
yeah. We're like a man that claims, yeah.
You like that because some men don't claim.
We don't call them men though. We don't call them men. They're little boys.
What do you call them?
Little boys.
You know them ones when you go on dates, yeah, and they'll just be posting the food, but you got to see who's in front. You lot were making it clear.
Yeah.
This wasn't hidden.
It's only right. Precious cargo in front of me. So I thought, why not?
I love that you call me precious cargo.
Okay. So like, the first time you guys met, what was the energy like? Were you what each other imagined?
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
I already said to her that I felt like I knew of her, I knew her, although I wasn't in the villa at the same time as her. But meeting up, the energy was still the same from what I saw on the show.
We were like back and forth, like we almost couldn't stop talking.
Yeah.
Because we have a shared experience, but like also he's my type to a T. On the outside world, here we are. And yeah.
It's just making sense, right?
The connection was just there. And I think it's just a shame though, because we knew that. We spoke a lot about the show as well and how it would have been nice if we were matched on a show. But these things happen. It is a TV show. But I think it just shows that we would be genuine.
If we were still in
any environment, because we're making it work regardless. So
I laughed because what did you say in the last interview? You said that when you walked in, you were looking for Zara and you're like, what, is she in the toilet?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they didn't tell him that I'd left. Imagine that.
I think that's mad. So obviously, when I got the call up that, yeah, you're going into the villa, of course, I'm excited. What they do is they ask you like every other day, like, who's your top three?
Mm.
Zara was in my top three. So I've gone in, it's like 40 degrees, I'm sweating buckets.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
And then I'm like seeing six girls there. I'm thinking, where's Zara? Where's she at?
Finds Zara.
So I spoke to the boys, and the boys told me that, mate, she's gone. Like, she went home last night. And I was just like, rah. But she's here now, so like, it's all good.
It's all good.
So you went on the first date. Talk to me about that date. Did you have drinks? Did you eat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, drinks and food. Mm-hmm. Some sushi.
Sushi.
Okay, cool. And how many dates has there been so far?
I think like four.
Four.
Official dates.
Yeah.
Yikes.
We text and we chat.
So this is continuing. This was like after the first date. You said, we're going to meet again.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to meet again.
Yeah.
So the chemistry's there, the personalities, the vibes.
I think it'll be a first date that I'll always remember because, again, it was like unique.
Yeah.
Imagine like go. It's kind of like a blind date, like going on a date with someone that you haven't met before, but and you haven't met, like, you know, on social media apps, whatever. You've literally met because you've been on the same show. Yeah.
Do you know why I find it so funny? It's because Zara was in the villa before me, so I knew who she was, and that was like my go-to person. Mm. But then she's left, and then from what I understand, she was saying the same thing about me. So
I was asking the gods. I was like, send me in someone who's 28, and they did.
Mm.
After I left.
Bit too late though, isn't it?
I'm not gonna lie. We feel robbed, don't we? Like, I feel robbed from this unionship.
You feel robbed.
I feel robbed from this unionship because, like, you two could have been there, and you could have been in there still. I think if you've met each other in the villa, do you think?
Yeah, I back that. I back that.
Yeah, I mean, if I was there when she was there, I would just be baking off with her, like just chilling. That would be me.
I think we wouldn't have been involved in like any kind of problem. I wouldn't have turned my head at all. Like we would have just kind of. Gone from strength to strength, like.
Would have been cruising.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, not even a quick Casa glitch, no? Mm-mm. You think you would have sailed through?
Yeah, I mean, looking at Casa, from what I've seen, if I was in there when Zara was there, I would have.
Stayed by me.
Yeah.
No head on a swivel.
Yeah. And what do you like about each other?
After you.
What's not to like?
Oh, shit.
You know what it is? The main thing is he is mature. And after I was in that villa, one thing I noticed, there's not a lot of maturity from the boys. This is a grown man.
Grown. Right, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to talk about her maturity. She's very mature. I'm going to say something different. But I do like her energy. But apart from how she looks, of course, it's the energy. Like when it's just me and Zara, like we vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, you guys don't really see all of that, but like, I
know. Yeah,
like,
it was one of our dates. We're just going for lunch. And then we ended up being together for like 12 hours.
12 hours of the whole day, you know?
Out and about, like just walking around London, going from like bar to bar, restaurant to restaurant. Like we'd check the phone and the time, we'd be like, oh, it's 12, and then we check again. And we think it's been like half an hour, it's like 4:30 or something. Yeah. Like it was ridiculous. Like,
and were people stopping you in the midst of these 12 hours in the public on these streets?
Yeah. I mean, like walking through the streets, like walking through Trafalgar Square, people were stopping us. Oh my God, look, there's Zara and Jordan, there's Jordan and Zara. Oh. And then we've gone to some rooftop bar, and then we had people next to us asking us questions, pictures. It's good. Like, yeah, man. Like,
no, it's really sweet.
It's nice. Very nice.
And what are we calling it at the moment? Have you put a title on it? Is it dating? Is it exclusive? Or is it just going with the flow?
We're definitely dating.
Yeah, we're definitely dating.
I think, because there's this pressure in the villa, like it's really intense in there. And I think everyone wants to just become exclusive really quick. But I mean, you know, we're not living together like they are in there. So we're not trying to compare ourselves to the other islanders. Obviously, there is a bit of pressure from like our fans and stuff that want us
to
be together.
They call us something.
Jara, our little ship name.
They always find a name. They always find a name.
Jara.
But guys, isn't this good? And I think this is better because as you said, like when people are in Love Island, they're like saying, I love you straight away, saying let's be exclusive straight away because they're with each other, they're on the show.
It doesn't seem genuine.
It's not
though.
Just, obviously, it's not just the whole living with each other, but it's the pressure of being in a couple on the show. But now you guys are out. This is a real unionship. This is real, like you're meeting up on your own accord. Mm-hmm. You're catching up, the space, you come back. Isn't this actually a better bargain for you lot?
I'm happy. I'm so happy. So I really can't complain. I mean, it would have been nice to spend time with Zara in the villa, but everything happens for a reason. And how it's going right now, I can't lie. I'm enjoying it.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So Jordan. Yeah,
come on.
What are your plans for our Zara? What are your plans for our Zara? Tell us today.
My plan. So,
on behalf of all of us, what are your plans for our Zara? Where do you see this going?
I see it going somewhere. Mm. I see it going somewhere. But I'm the type of person where I don't like to put pressure on things. Mm. So we're gonna go with the flow. But I do enjoy spending a lot of time with her. One thing I do know about her is that she likes to travel, and I like to travel as well. So
yeah, you reminded me. On our first day, I actually said that I could see us in Santorini.
Mm.
Greece.
That's a romantic spot. That.
Yeah, we both like traveling, so. Mm. Yeah.
And
just fun for now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And has he been forthcoming? Has he been throwing in the kisses on the date?
We've kissed.
We love to see it. Yeah. We love to see it. We love to see it. Good. good.
Love to see
We like that. Do you know what I mean? Intimacy, everything.
Yeah. It's just a natural, nice vibe, chemistry. Do you know what I mean?
But we've just been robbed. We have been robbed, England. We have been robbed.
You guys
from
would have
this
just
couple.
Seen it on the TV. That's the only thing. We're just doing it in
damn.
Real life. Yeah, real life. Just. Not on screen.
basically. Yeah. Mm. And friends know, family, you were defo DMing the girls saying, we just linked up.
Yeah. No, they call me after they've seen us out and they're like, oh my God, what's your date like? Da, da, da. They get really excited. But yeah, it's nice.
And obviously you spoke about like, you know, your fans and stuff like that. Is there quite a lot of pressure on that end sometimes? Like, because there's the press, there's your fans who are like, oh my gosh, Jordan and Zara, what's going on?
We're kind of focusing on what we've got going on. Do you know what I mean? I think that's what's important is communication. Yeah. And I think we're on the same page.
It's nice to know that like the support is sort of backing us two together. But to be fair, it's not so much what they think, it's what we think. So
yeah.
But we appreciate them.
Shout out all the fans and that.
Wait, what they call Jara.
So sweet.
Because listen, funny. I've seen TikToks, people are like, listen, are they gonna have kids? Are they gonna think about marriage? And I'm like,
down.
Do you know what? You're saying slow down, but that's something I would personally like to see. So do you know what I mean? I'm putting it out there.
We like that, really?
I'd like to see that. Listen, guys, don't be scared.
I got music to drop. Like, I got things to do.
I got things to do.
I'm saying.
But that's something like in the future, like, obviously, like when, like, if you guys stay together for a longer period of time.
If it's meant to be.
I like that, you know. Because some people force things, but that's the best way to put
it. Force nothing, man. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Mm. Yeah. But have you not seen all the TikToks about yourself? Like, have you seen everything? Have you seen the response?
I've seen her TikToks.
Have you seen the comments?
One of mine blew up.
Have you seen the comments in there? People are like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Like,
no, people are like, there would have been my winners, like, which is so sweet, but it's like, such as life.
I saw a tweet the other day. It was only tweeted about 2 days ago. I don't know if you lot are on Twitter like that. Someone tweeted a picture of you two, said, oh my gosh.
I saw that.
Jordan and Zara have just confirmed that they're exclusive or something. And I looked, I'm like, where is this? Is this in a newspaper?
I think I got, yeah.
Where was this confirmed? Where was this? I was like, is this real?
It might have been, I didn't think I did another podcast. I think he said, you guys are obviously dating. And I just said, yeah. Mm, but I thought that was kind of clear. But I mean, if it wasn't clear,
It's very clear now. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, we're dating.
But look, onwards and up. He's even dressed up for you. Look at this jumper.
Come on, man.
It's nice, even dressed up for you.
You don't think I'm dressed now?
Oh, no, you are. You are. Oh, you're always, Jordan, don't laugh at me.
Will, what you trying to say?
But listen, I'm here for it all. Did you watch Love Island After Sun the other day?
Yes.
Olivia has been booted out with Maxwell. They're looking quite cute together. Mm-hmm. And Olivia made it very clear that, you know, you two have left everything in the past. All good. How'd you feel?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we did squish everything before we left. Like, obviously, it was mad when we were in there together. And I do wonder why she kind of dealt with things the way she did, because I felt like I was going in there on good vibes. But it was what it was. I think she's realised, you know, maybe she didn't handle things the best in there. And she's apologised. And yeah, the air is clear. So yeah, I'm good. I'll be happy to see her.
That scene, remember that scene where, what was it that sparked the whole you and Olivia thing where it was like, who is the...
Flying 11 hours to...
Oh my gosh, I screamed. No, someone posted that clip on. I wasn't thinking about that. Someone posted clip
like
on TikTok.
That video.
And when I watched that, I said, we needed Zara until the end, though. When you were like, you think I flew here for 11 hours to get on to Olivia. No, the part where you lot were in the challenge.
Yeah, there was a lot with that that they didn't air. So for example, like that whole day, like me and Tom were like really close. Like he pulled me for like 4 or 5 chats that day. Like, but you didn't, I watched that episode back and you didn't see any of that. You only saw me giving him a kiss as like the most likely to couple up with or something. And obviously Olive took that as like a personal dig to her, like, oh, that's like her man. But they like didn't speak. Like Tom was like, me and Liv haven't even spoken since we've coupled up. Like, so Tom was putting a lot of effort into me. And he then obviously gave me like a lick, I can't remember what the context was, but it was like lick the tastiest islander or something. He licked me. And there was a lot in that. And I actually had to pick 2 people for that. And I picked Ron because he was saying his head was swiveling for me. And then was trying to say to Lana, like, nah, like, I'm interested in just you, Lana. And I was like, you're two-faced, Ron. So I picked Ron, but I had to pick 2 people and I had no idea. And I was umming and ahhing and everyone was like, don't pick 2 boys, pick a girl. And I was like, who do I pick? And I literally looked at Liv and she gave me like this little smile and I was like, babe, you know, this is not serious. And I gave her a kiss and she just took it so personally. And I just felt quite isolated because the girls were like, oh, why did she pick you? And I was like, but who else was I going to pick? Yeah. Like, if I picked any other girls that I didn't know, they would have thought that it was a personal dig towards them. You can't win in those situations. Like, you're kind of almost set up to fail. But
millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, there was just a lot with that they didn't show.
Yeah, but... and I guess because some stuff wasn't shown, the public are looking at everything in a certain way, and it gets all confusing and whatever. But look, most important thing
being a bombshell is not for the faint-hearted. Let's just say that.
Really? Why?
Because you're basically sent in on a mission to take someone's man. But if anything, Tom was the most single guy in there at the time. Like, I went on a date with Ron, don't forget, but I ended up just naturally vibing with Tom.
Well, Jordan was sent in to get you, but you left.
That's what I mean.
It's not for the faint-hearted.
Being a bombshell is not for the faint-hearted. Like, you just got to crack on with the cards you're dealt. I mean, none of them really were my type. But at the time, I was just getting a vibe from Tom. So, yeah. But I mean, I wish it was him that was sent in at the beginning. Yeah, imagine if he was sent in on the first day like Tom was.
Yeah.
Goodness me. Yeah, goodness.
Wow. Trust me. It would have been a madness.
Imagine
actually.
Instead of me and Ron on a date, it was me and Jordan.
See, this is what I mean. And this is what I say again. I feel like we've just been robbed as a nation.
Robbed, you know.
As a nation. We have been robbed.
To be honest, our first date, like when we first linked up, like that would have been gold if they'd caught that. Like the conversation, the things we were saying, the banter, like that would have... We were saying, imagine if we were on camera right now.
See, this is making me happy, but it's not making me happy because it's like, you just feel like...
You should be happy though.
I am happy for you too, man.
Things happen for a reason. Yeah. So yeah. With all of that said.
Why are you a strong believer in that saying?
What's meant to be is meant to be. Like, sometimes you can't control things. Like,
wise words.
Yeah, just don't stress. Like, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And here we are now, so.
And that reunion, you looking forward to it?
I am.
Yes.
Most definitely. I feel like there's going to be fireworks.
There's a lot of big personalities. Mm-hmm.
There are on this series, yeah.
And we haven't all been in the same room together at one time before, so. That's something.
It's going to be a lot.
It's going to be.
But obviously, look, I know that obviously you and Olivia are blessed now, but will there ever be a conversation? Because obviously, like, you know, there's been a lot of things that have happened. Will you guys have a conversation and look, I felt this way. Done.
I don't think she's coming at me on any vibe anymore.
No, it's a very, very like clean hearted vibe. But like, will you have like a mature conversation?
Yeah, of course. Like, you know, again, I've known her for quite a few years. Like, not that like that, but it would be nice if we could just be cool. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Even if it's just civil. But I'm good. It's good vibes on my end anyway.
Yeah, and plus you shared that experience together. Either way, like, it's, you know, you look back at it and laugh. Yeah.
We've all moved on as well now. Do you know what I mean? She's with Maxwell. Yeah. I've got Jordan, so you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's blessed.
I'm glad that Tanya and Shaq have kind of overcome their drama, you know, because they went through a lot. They had stumbling block upon stumbling block upon stumbling block. And they're talking about their future now. But obviously, you know.
Didn't I say that I did feel like they would get back together?
Do you know what you did? Do you know what you did? You did. But yeah, like now on tonight's episode, they're talking about their future. And like, where do we feel like their future's going to go? Do we feel like it's going to like keep like flourishing and growing?
I hope so.
I'm just going to be realistic. I think it's a bit too early to say. Because obviously when you're in the villa, there are no distractions. On the outside world, there would be distractions. So I guess they need to come out of the villa first before they start having those conversations. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been rooting for them from the beginning, so.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
But you know what it's like of Love Island though? Like, it's all quite fast, isn't it? So it's like, well, are you still together? And you lot know that now, that like, the fans will be like, so what's going on? Like, do you know what I mean? We want to know as soon as possible. So I guess for them, they're probably just feeling like, well, we need to make a decision on what to do.
Yeah.
Ron and Lana are quite strong as well. Like, people have been accusing Ron this week of being a game player. That's simply because of something that he said, which, I don't know, a part of me was like, maybe he is playing the game, maybe he's not. So
listen,
I don't know if you
they're
saw...
They're all playing a game.
Yeah, I get it. It's
they're
a game show.
They're all aware
show.
Of the environment
like
they're
he
in.
Do said has been taken out of context? Because I feel
so,
like...
So let's recap on what he said. He basically said that, look, you know, as if when I was a viewer, you know, the couples who had their drama in the beginning and then got it out of the way and then like sailed towards the end are the ones who did well. And he even said that that's like him and Lana, and that's kind of the truth.
I think it's true. I think they were all just picking on him. I think they're good. I feel like it's just, yeah, leave them alone a little bit. Cut them some slack.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. I do think they're all aware that like the final's coming up.
But you know what he's done? He's broken, what is it? The fourth wall. Because like, you know when you're watching people on a reality show,
them
speaking about being a viewer, you shouldn't be talking about being a viewer.
Yeah,
so it's kind of
that.
Like a weird thing.
Yeah.
And
that might have thrown them as well to hear that. Because it's like, oh, you're talking about a game plan.
Yeah.
But I think he was just observing, because they were voted as like one of the least compatible or something challenge, the tweet challenge. So I think he was just thinking about possible scenarios, outcomes, whatever.
But even saying that, I do feel like people go onto the show with a game plan. Like, let's be real now. Like, I'm not trying to say I had a game plan, but I feel like
I didn't.
People go on there with some sort of direction of what they want to do.
Yeah.
So I feel like what he said may have just been taken out of context.
Mm. Yeah. And it's funny because obviously the last time you were here, like we were speaking about Tom, and obviously I think you just left and whatever. Tom's had this big like redemption arc and it looks like the guy's actually, you know, kind of in love-ish now. He's kind of settled down a bit. I don't know what you're thinking.
Again, there's not really been any more distractions for him. I don't think he's a bad guy, do you know what I mean? But I think he's definitely young.
Yeah.
I love Sammy. I think she's a great girl. Whether they'll be compatible on the outside, we'll see. Like, Sammy's from London. Do you know what I mean? Tom's from up north.
Mm.
So we'll just have to see. But yeah.
It's a bit of a commute, isn't it?
Where?
I think he's from Barnsley.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whoa, boy.
You still want to make it work.
Talking about commutes, Will and Jesse, where is...
Whoa.
What, Australia? So where does Will live in the UK?
Oxford,
like
Oxford, I think.
Oxford, yeah. Yeah. Yikes. But wasn't, I think Jessie said that she wanted to move to the UK or
she
something like
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. She wanted to move to London.
That's the only way it's going to work, in my opinion. All this long distance relationships, Australia.
I think she will move to London, to be fair. Like, she wants to go out in, like, to Chelsea with me. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how quick she can move.
So where do we think, how do we think they're going to end up? Do we feel like they'll end up in the finals? I think they'll end up in the finals.
I think they will.
I think so. Yeah.
I think I know who the top four will be.
Who do you think the top four will be?
Not in this particular order, but I think Kai Sanam, Ron Lana, Will Jesse, Tom and Sammy.
Yeah, I agree.
Personally, I think they'll be top four. Then fifth, probably Shaq and Tanya.
Ooh, yeah.
Good, yeah.
Wait, on the finale night, is it four couples in there or just three?
It's four.
Wow.
So there'll probably be one more dumped, then one final one dumped. And
okay.
Because it's wrapping up soon, right?
It's like next week.
Next week, Monday.
Mm-hmm. It's the final episode.
And obviously, you guys have been out of the villa now for a few weeks. Like, obviously, I interviewed you when you kind of just left, but now you've looked back. How do you feel like your experience was? You've reflected, you thought about it. Like, what's your newfound idea of your experience on that show?
At the time. Okay, go on, you go first.
Still bittersweet. Mm. Still bittersweet. But I wouldn't have changed anything I've done, I'm honest. So everything I did with my chest. So yeah, own it.
Yeah, I rate that. Same, to be fair. I mean, I think at the time it was quite hard for me. I feel like I didn't have like the strongest connections with the girls in there. I do feel like I sort of had like a bit of a villain role, no matter what I did. But it's worked out kind of well for me, because I think people have sort of seen the real me and sort of, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. So I wouldn't change anything. I was myself in there. I was authentic and yeah.
Yeah. And have you not watched it back properly now? Like, watched yourselves back or?
Not properly.
But you want to do it?
Just been a bit busy to sit down and like.
I've seen the kind of the highlights, the clips and stuff, the things that I think I needed to see. But yeah.
And I've spoken to people. So
they filled us in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how do you deal with like the newfound fame that you guys have got now? Because obviously like people will just be knowing you, stopping you, like DMing you randomly in the requests.
It's mad.
In your comments. In Tesco's.
Trust me.
Oh, Tesco. I was walking through Leicester Square and I was just taking some pictures, some content, and this girl like literally burst into tears almost.
Oh my God.
I was like, Sarah, like I was arguing with people to defend you. Like, I love you. And like that actually almost made me cry.
Wow.
Like, that is so beautiful. And like, I love having those interactions with people. It means a lot to me.
Yeah.
To know that I've had that kind of impact on someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's mad.
Would you not ever do reality TV again in the future?
Yeah, probably. I think I've got the personality for it. And I feel like I probably could have gone on longer in there. But at the same time, I'm grateful for my journey in that show. But we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that I'd probably do again. But I guess it has to be... It depends on what reality TV show it is. I don't know. Maybe. Possibly.
Yeah.
Probably.
And have you started modelling now? I saw your story the other day.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Nah, I haven't started officially, but I've been speaking to quite a few.
Yeah,
quite a few people. So the ball's rolling. Yeah, it's looking
it's
good.
One of the first things I said to him on our day, I was like, have you modeled before? He was like, no. I said, why?
Yeah.
Look at him. Ooh. And he's tall.
He's got it. And
definitely.
You do music as well, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So your music, your acting.
Song dropping soon.
Mm-hmm. What, a slow jam for a slow jam for Jordan?
Not quite a slow jam. No, not quite a slow jam.
Yeah. You're gonna be in the video, yeah, as the model. I'm screaming.
You'll be in the video most definitely, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
I might get you in the video too. It's gonna be a big link up.
Everybody, bring everyone in.
No, literally.
Harris, David, everyone.
For real. I'm excited, but I'm not going to tease too much about it. But yeah, it's dropping soon.
Okay.
Works are running in the pipeline. I've heard it.
You've heard it? The song?
He's trying.
What does the future hold?
What does the future hold? Gonna have to find out. You're gonna have to
wait. Yeah, you don't know life at times, but right now life is good.
Life is good.
And the reunion, you lot better be talking up. You know, you better don't be a mute in the back. Be talking. You lot better be talking up.
Yeah, I will. I'll definitely. If someone tries me, yeah. Oh my goodness,
I'm here for it. I cannot
wait. I'm going in with peace and love. Do you know what
Jordan's
I'm saying?
Gonna be like, laughing.
They're gonna be
camera shots of Jordan laughing in the reunion.
I can't wait because I know there's gonna be drama. Yeah. Obviously, there's a lot of
big characters.
Yeah, strong personalities in that villa. Yeah. So. You know, people are going to clash.
Do you know what? I said this in my story yesterday. I feel like this season, there's been a lot of drama. There's been a lot of storylines. There's been a lot of big personalities as well. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that reunion is going to be hell waiting to happen.
Yeah, I don't think we're all one big happy family. We've got friends, but I don't think...
Yeah,
I
mean, not...
maybe previous seasons, they're all quite tight on the whole. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
It'll be interesting.
Yikes. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me on the show. Woop, 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 woop.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.